Hi, is this Camille?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you
Yes, ma'am.
gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know what year you were diagnosed?
No, I don't. I don't remember what year.
Do you remember
I've
your
switched. I
age?
since then. I'm 46, so it was probably 'll remember. I'm sorry. Hello.
Okay, no, I'm here. You don't remember your age at time of diagnosis?
No, because it was a minute. It was a while ago.
Okay, then you don't have any idea.
No, I don't.
Okay, because we would need no to know what year you were diagnosed in order to submit the claim. Is there any way for you to figure out what year that was?
I want to say 2017.
2017, okay. And
More people.
bear with me. Would you like to see if you meet the rest of the criteria to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm to the law firm that you aren't with another law firm currently?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
No, okay, no worries. And we'll go through the Depo information. Did you use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And within that 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then do you know what year you estimately first were given it?
2000 and my last child was born in 2006, so either 2006 or 2007.
Okay, 2000. I'll do 2006 just to be on the safe side. Do you know what year
Okay.
you stopped, roughly?
About 2 years after that.
2 years after that, so 2008,
Yeah.
estimately. Okay. And the next year, we'll go through the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and then we have the spelling of your first name, CAMILLE.
Yes.
And then Willingham, WILLINGHAM.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we have your email here, ELLIM is a Mary AC 1978 at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, and the phone number you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
11344 Coyle Street, COYLE. And that's in Detroit, Michigan, 48227.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then next here, the medical information. Now, do you remember the diagnosing facility where they diagnosed you or hospital?
Let me see, which hospital was I going to at that damn time? But see, the thing is, they changed their name.
Okay. Do you know the current name? Oh,
It
sorry,
was
go ahead.
Oakwood Hospital.
Oakwood. Was that in Detroit?
It's in Dearborn, Michigan.
Dearborn. Okay. Let me see. It's now a Core Health.
I think so, yes.
Okay. Was it on Oakwood Boulevard?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll go ahead. That shouldn't be an issue. Bear with me. And then, have you ever had any other prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And did you have treatments at that same facility?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, do you remember who or where you were getting the depot shots?
Same hospital.
Oh, same hospital. Okay.
Yeah, that's where I had my last child.
Okay. And then what is your pharmacy name?
CVS.
CVS. On do you know the street or what city it's in?
I want to say I use the one. It's a lot of them in Detroit, but I want to say I use the one on
There's one on
East
Warren.
Warren.
East Warren. Okay, that was the first one that came up here. Okay. And then, one moment. We are almost finished.
Jemiah, are you okay? You want to do what? Okay, relax first. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. And
Hello.
there would be a medical record to indicate the tumor, at least with the doctors. What was it?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
There would be a cot, like the diagnosis will be in your medical records, correct? At least with a
Yes.
doctor. Okay. And then lastly here, we request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay. Do they live with you?
My daughter, yes.
Okay, daughter. And then, what is her name?
JUSTIZE.
It was ZE?
Yes.
Like zebra? E? Okay.
Yes.
And then, same last name?
No, BAR.
Different.
NES. Brian.
NES. Okay, perfect. And then her phone number?
Hold on, let me make sure I got the right number.
No worries.
Her number is 313-728-1519.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly here, for the medical record release forms, what is your date of birth?
5/7/78.
5/7/1978.
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
380-86-8409.
And again, it was 380-86-8409.
Yes.
Okay. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay? Okay, thank you. One moment.